Australia's export industry body LiveCorp and meat and livestock producers say they have presented the federal government with their proposed solutions to problems identified in some Indonesian abattoirs. But they say the message is one for all of Australia's live trading partners to clean up their acts and improve animal welfare measures. The animal welfare lobby, though, wants nothing less than the abolition of the live animal export trade, as Tanya Nolan reports.
Australia's livestock export industry is valued at around $830 million each year and is a major employer in rural and regional Australia. But it's an industry with a checkered history. Before the ban on live cattle to Indonesia, Australian sheep were banned from live export to Egypt only 5 years ago because of similar mistreatment. Lynn White has been behind both bans. Campaign director with Animals Australia, she's conducted every investigation of the handling of Australian livestock in the Middle East since 2003. And her conclusion is it's an industry that can't be trusted.
So we've had 30 years of involvement in this trade. This is the second time in 6 years that I personally have had to bring back evidence to show the government what has been occurring, which is completely contrary to what the industry has told them. Egypt, of course, in 2006. And as I say, it shouldn't be up to animal welfare charities to expose what this industry is responsible for. They have been clearly willing to supply animals to be brutally treated. So our position is that this is not an industry that can be trusted, and it's not an industry worthy of government support.
Speaking to Radio National Breakfast, Lynn White says she's relieved that the live cattle trade has been halted to Indonesia, but ultimately she wants the whole trade stopped.
Because we're still sending animals to about a dozen other countries where there are no laws to protect them from cruelty, and there's nothing to suggest that similar treatment isn't happening there.
Australia's principal export markets include at least 8 Middle Eastern countries that take sheep, along with Malaysia and Singapore, which also take Australian goats. Breeder cattle are sent to Malaysia, the Philippines, Jordan, Israel, Japan and Brunei, and dairy cattle are sold to China, Mexico, Kuwait and the UAE. LiveCorp, the industry body owned and funded by Australia's 40-plus livestock exporters, in conjunction with meat and livestock producers, have drafted a list of solutions to address the concerns in Indonesian abattoirs that they've presented to the federal government. LiveCorp CEO Cameron Hall says whatever the government decides to do, a review will be conducted of all the industry's activities and programs in all markets.
We'll be working in each and every market to ensure that the facilities that are receiving Australian animals meet the OIE requirements as a minimum. And in each of those markets, we will be rapidly increasing the adoption and use of stunning as a priority for the industry.
LiveCorp may treat stunning as a priority for the industry, but it is not proposing it as a basic requirement in its list of solutions. The list states that Australia should only supply cattle to Indonesian processors that have been independently assessed and accredited against international animal welfare standards, that animal welfare officers be permanently stationed at those facilities, and that the industry rapidly increase the use of stunning, a practice that exceeds current international standards. But Lynn White from Animals Australia says pre-slaughter stunning, where the animal is rendered unconscious before being killed, must be a basic requirement for all abattoirs handling Australian livestock.
Well, I'm sure that Australians will, after viewing that footage, would never accept slaughter practices again that don't incorporate pre-slaughter stunning. Now, the possibility of that actually occurring in Indonesia would have to be slight. If it was going to occur, why hasn't it occurred up to now?
LiveCorp's Cameron Hall says improving animal welfare standards is an ongoing process, but maintains the livestock export industry has a strong future.
There is still a large number of people that require fresh meat, not chilled or frozen meat, but fresh meat. They don't have the infrastructure, they don't have the cold chain facilities, they don't have refrigeration in their households in all cases, where they can handle chilled and frozen product. And for some people, they just simply don't want chilled or frozen product. So provided that the suitable standards and appropriate standards are in place, and provided that we can ensure that these standards are met each and every time an Australian animal goes through a facility, they're independently audited, that they have inspection on site all of the time, we believe that the marketplace in the future is still very, very strong, because the demands from the importing countries who are facing significant issues around food security and food access In many of these countries, they simply cannot produce enough food for their own people.
So this ban on Indonesian exports of live cattle, what message will that send to our other export markets?
Look, I think it will send a very clear message to our other export markets that standards are required and are required to be met each and every time.
That's Live Corp CEO Cameron Hall ending that report by Tanya Nolan.